Yeah, I think there's so many issues facing women in South Sudan, but let me highlight a couple. I think one is violence against women, two is discrimination, and three is the importance of education for girls. So first, you know, violence against women is at just unbelievable levels in South Sudan. A recent report from the International Rescue Committee showed that 65% of women in South Sudan have experienced physical or sexual violence. That is a rate double the global average. That's 65%. So more than half of all women have experienced physical or sexual violence. And that's only gotten worse in the last 4+ years of this conflict, where women are, you know, disproportionately affected by the violence and at times have been specifically targeted, which is just horrible. Second, there's discrimination. I mean, I'm not saying any secrets to say that South Sudan has traditionally been a patriarchal society, as many around the world have been. But I think here in South Sudan, women still face a lot of discrimination, whether it's access to jobs, whether it's certain laws, whether it's domestic abuse, things like that. There's a lot of discrimination. I think we want to shine a light on that to say that women deserve the exact same rights as anybody else in society. And then finally, one of the issues we highlighted was education. Education is a challenge for everybody in South Sudan, but it's particularly a challenge for women. You know, less than 20% of women in South Sudan are literate, which is one of the lowest rates, if not the lowest rate in the world. Nearly 3/4 of girls between the ages of 6 and 11 don't go to school. And without changing those kinds of statistics, getting more girls in school, making sure they know how to read and write and do math, it's really hard to change the broader issues of female participation in the workforce, in politics, in all sectors of life.
Yes. And what kind of South Sudan would you like to see, especially for the women in this country?
It's the South Sudan we want to see for everybody. We want to see a South Sudan that is stable, secure, peaceful, and on the road to prosperity. I mean, that's what all of us are working for here. We need to have peace. With that peace comes security and stability that allows economic development and economic growth, and that can improve the lives of everybody here. And what we're saying is women need to play a very important role in that process. There are some strong, amazing women in this country. I think women's voices can help bring peace to this country, and that's the first step.
Yes, and what is the U.S. government support for the women in this country? You can highlight briefly on what other activities you do here that promotes women's empowerment.
Sure. So we have a range of activities through the embassy and through USAID. It's part of all of our programming, really. We have programs that work on women's health. We have programs that focus on hygiene, women's hygiene, that are sponsored through USAID, working with all of our NGO and UN partners across the country. We make a conscious effort to include women in all of our development activities, whether that's economic activities, educational activities. So we do a whole range of things.
All right. Just before you go and before you give us your message for the International Women's Day, you come from a first world country, and compared to the women in South Sudan and where you come from, I know there's a very huge difference here. But, you know, just how will you look at these two sides of the coin?
Sure. I think the first thing is to recognize that people are people everywhere around the world. Women are women everywhere around the world. And we're not saying that the United States is perfect. You've seen a lot of the attention to the Me Too movement in the United States recently. I think one of the things I would say is maybe a difference is that in the United States, in more of the developed world, there is a greater dialogue about this. You know, we recognize the issue, and particularly in the last 6 months, you see a lot of public dialogue, open dialogue, people saying, hey, here are the problems, how do we fix them? And I think that's something that needs to happen in South Sudan, an honest dialogue about the role of women in society and bringing these issues out from the shadows and into the light so that they can be addressed and talked about. Because if you don't talk about them, you're definitely not going to solve them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark, for talking to us. Your final message on this particular day?
My final message would be that this is something we want to keep working on every day of the year. We need to keep women and girls safe. We need to ensure their participation in society at all levels and in all sectors. And really, we need to empower them to realize their full potential. So what we as the U.S. and the other international community members who signed this statement believes that together we can press for progress to make a difference here in South Sudan.